Chocolate Fever by Robert Kimmel Smith. Chapter 1. Meet Henry Green. There are some people who say that Henry Green wasn't really born, but was hatched, fully grown from a chocolate bean. Can you believe that? Anyway, this particular Henry Green we are speaking of was really born, not hatched, and had a wonderful mom and dad in the bargain. His father was tall and lean and wore eyeglasses, except when he was sleeping or in the shower. Mama Green, whose name was Enid, was a short, slim woman with blue-gray eyes and a tiny mouth that always seemed to be on the verge of a smile. They all lived in an apartment in the middle of the city, along with Henry's older brother and sister. Mark Green was 10 and tall and very good to Henry, except when they would argue, which was often, and then he would hit Henry on the head with anything that was handy, which sometimes was hard. But mostly, Mark was fun to be with, and only got angry when Henry called him Marco Polo. Mark didn't like that, and who could blame him? Henry's sister was very, very old, almost 14. She didn't ever argue with Henry or Mark. In fact, she hardly talked to them at all, because she was so old and wise and almost grown up. Her name was Elizabeth. The other morning, which was a school day at the end of the week called Friday, Henry, Mark, and Elizabeth were at the table in the dining room having breakfast. Mark was eating fried eggs. Elizabeth was quietly chewing on her usual breakfast of buttery toast and milk.